Hi, everyone. This is Bob Sorrentino from Italian Roots and Genealogy. Be sure to check us out on Facebook, our YouTube channel, and our blog, and our great sponsors, Your Dolce Vita, Italy Rooting, and Abitiva Casa. And my guest today is Regina Verghetto from Turin, and we're going to talk about her background and also her genealogy business. So welcome, Regina. Thanks for being here.
Thank you so much, Bobby. I'm very happy to be here with you.
Oh, thanks. So you originally from Sao Paulo, yes?
Yes, Sao Paulo, a very big city in Brazil.
And what brought your family there, do you know?
Many places, because I have my great-grandfather. So they had got married in Brazil, so they mixed it up everything. So from Venezia, Salerno, Calabria, and just.
And when did they first arrive in Brazil?
In São Paulo. They arrived in São Paulo to work in the farms of coffee.
Oh, so interesting.
They arrived in a boat. They were already, they had contracts, deals with the farmers to live there and work for them. Because the first of all, because the slave, there was no more slaves in Brazil, and they needed some mano de opera, the work to work for the coffee.
Yeah, we would say they needed manual labor. They needed people to collect pick the coffee beans and whatever.
Exactly.
So I didn't know that. I didn't know that. Now was that your grandparents or your grandfather, great grandparents?
Great grandparents.
So yes. So a long time ago. Yeah.
A long time ago, and but the family of my husband is only his grandfather, so it's very close, and that's the part of the genealogy that was more easier. It was easier to do because only three generations to research, and that we had great success on that. And that was amazing. To what we have discovered about the family. Unfortunately, there is no one alive. We would like to meet the alive ones, but nobody had the children.
Oh, wow. That's so interesting.
Yes.
That's something.
Yes.
So was it you or your husband that wanted to originally start to research the families?
We had both. We have researched everybody at the same time. But for doing our citizenship, we had to find someone and go on that. And we start with the grandfather of my husband because it was easier. And it was easier, but there was a lot of steps to get there.
Yeah, I know. I'm working through that now. And I'm waiting for the consulate in New York City is just too long. So I'm going to go through a lawyer. And also, by doing it that way, he could do my children at the same time. So
yes,
we could have one petition and do everybody all together.
Yes, yes. With a lawyer.
So there's so much stuff to ask you. So you started this because you wanted to get Italian citizenship, because you wanted to move to Italy?
Yes, but there was another effect. Me and my husband started studying genealogy at BYU Idaho. And we are there studying. We didn't know it was a profession. We were doing just for hobby. And then We got to a point that we said, why don't we move to Italy? Oh, it would be great. We have already 50 years old, and it would be a good place to live for the rest of our lives. And at this point, we started researching to get the citizenship. Então, the thing is happened altogether. We continue studying genealogy, a background in this stuff, and searching for our own families to do the citizenship. Do that
Wow.
all at the same time.
Yeah, and that's a big so now when you moved to, I mean, obviously, I don't know if you both you and your husband worked with or how did you make that decision that okay, we're just going to go? I mean, did you just pick up and
Yes.
go?
Yes. Yes. But we've chosen, first of all, went to Lombardia because we have friends there. And the big deal is to rent a house. That's the big deal. Nothing else. And we had a friend who helped us to rent a house. Then we moved to Piemonte, Torino, because my oldest son start working as an engineer at Fiat, and we'd like to be close to them. And here we live very near of the city of my husband's grandfather, and that started the journey to discover things a little bit closer to the reality, to know, to do that Turismo genealogical. Have you heard of that? Genealogical. Yes. To have that feeling to walk in the streets that your ancestor walked. And I say that it really is like everybody is saying. It's a big emotion to be there.
I know. I tell people all the time, some people they go and they don't go to the hometown, and I can't understand how you could go to Italy and not go to the hometown. I
Yeah,
just don't
sure.
understand. So now did all your children, I don't know how many children you have, but did they all move to Italy?
No, I have one with us who is 17 years old. He is studying at school. Every guy studies here. My second oldest, Gabriel, is living near here. And I have two children in Brazil and one daughter in Ireland.
We'll be right back.
Italian Roots and Genealogy is proudly sponsored by Your Dolce Vita and Dawn Matera, connecting people to their purpose in life and continuing their legacy. For more information, contact Dawn at www.yourdolcevita.com. Ireland. Now that's interesting.
Yes.
Yeah. How'd you wind up there?
Yes, we are everywhere. Five children.
My daughter lives in Texas. One of my son's with us. My daughter lives in Texas, and my wife is always, she's so far away. But I said, there's a different world today. People are all
Yes.
over the place.
And thanks to technology that bring us to closer.
So now, when all this research you and your husband, how far back were you able to go, and what did you find that was interesting that you would never thought of?
The most interesting thing there was a lot, but the most one was a page of a book that was in the State Archive of Turin, and that page was not there. Only one page in a big old book was not there, and that page had the information about my husband's grandfather, about the war, the military record. It was a military record. And why that page was not there? The the people who worked in who works in the National Archive, the State Archive of Turin, were surprised, like us, why not that page was there? Sorry. Also, the page was not there. But the interesting thing is that no one in the family said the truth. The truth is that he was a dissident. How can I say that in English? He ran from the war.
Like a deserter. We would call it a
Yes,
deserter. Yeah.
a
Yeah.
deserter. And nobody wants to tell this thing in the family because it was a bad thing from someone. And we discovered that someone had paid someone to do that, to take off that page, because why? It's an official record. It's in the archive. You have cameras that record you while you are turning the pages of a book, for example. There are cameras everywhere. And why that? And for that experience, we understood that they have some money to do that because it's not common. Think around the people. And we continue searching this guy around. His father was military too in the First War. He had died with 41 years old and left a wife with three children. One of these children was the grandfather and two girls, two daughters. The interesting thing is that nobody moved except this grandfather went to Brazil. And why did he went to Brazil? He's not that people who went to America to work because they have a very good financial situation here. We don't know exactly what happened in the war, but he went away. He went away to Brazil in that time. It was a kind of neurotic of war. He wake up in the during the night screaming. He raised a family in Brazil, had three children, two that died, but three was alive. But he didn't have a good work in Brazil, and he returned two times to Italy. Another thing is that he got married to an Italian also, but this Italian, Rosa Iani, was from the south of Italy, and he is from the north. And this is a big deal. I don't
Yeah,
know if the family didn't agree with the marriage. Because even nowadays, I have heard another day that someone wasn't admitted for a work because this guy was from South Italy. And there is a kind of discrimination here about this. And okay, he came back two times to Italy by ship. The family who had some money paid for that travels. We would like to find this family here in Torino. And we start searching. I don't know if you know, but there is a Strato di Famiglia, a document that you can require to the comune to see the addresses that the family had. Do you know that?
No, I didn't know that. I did not know that.
Hey, that's amazing because you can search for the houses, and that's start the journey to search the family alive. And we went to Bussoleno, where the family first lived. Nobody there. And from this extract of Famiglia, We have discovered that they moved to Pinerolo. So we started searching there in Pinerolo. We tried to go to the cemetery, but there are lots of tomb space and impossible to find it. We have spent about 2 hours there, but nothing. Have nothing. And we got to the point to search for some communication about the families. And we found how do I say, busta? Letter. A letter with address in Pinerolo. Oh, and here we go. But when we got to that address, I don't know if you know the apartments where people live here in Italy. In the front door, you have the interphone with the name of the families who live in each apartment. Not the name, but the surname. And we start searching for Eirali. No one Eirali there. But my son, who speaks Italian very, very well, he started one by one call that apartments. Hey, excuse me, but I'm searching for Familia Eirali. Do you know them? No. Before, let us see, 8 tries, someone answer. Yes, I know there was 2 sisters. They lived here for almost all their lives, and they have died 15 years ago. Okay. Could you please tell us if there is any Vigetus family around for us to get in touch? No, Vigetus zero Vigetus. Oh no! What are them? Oh, that's the question my son asked. Oh, where is the cemetery? What are there? And they said, oh, it's nearby. You go there, 5 minutes by car. You go there, the second entrance, go straight ahead and look at your left, and you find Vigetus there. And you went there. It was so special that day because it was November. It was fin October, near to the best days. I don't know how to say that day in English. Giorno dell'anima, un giorno per a day to record our ancestries. And all the Italian people go to the cemetery to put flowers in the tombs. And as it was near to that day, it was exactly what we did. We went to buy some flowers and get to the tomb of Vigetus, and everybody was there. And we thought, how can we search for the histories? Because we started at one point that we want to know the histories of the family. We don't want only records or dates. We want to know more. And we went again to that family who answered us in the interphone. And the man, an old man, 88 years old, asked us to get in his apartment. And he told a lot of histories for us. He told, for example, that 2 sisters was looking for us in Brazil, and they paid a good money to reach us there. But there was something strange in this part because the sisters knew that you were from São Paulo because they have written the letters to my father-in-law. But this old man said. And something curious is that his last name is Furbato. Furbato is a name that it's close to furbo. Furbo is something that is a smart person. And this man told that he pick up this money to pay someone to reach for us. But he told that he has looking for us at the consulado from Minas Gerais, Brasília, e Rio de Janeiro. But why not São Paulo? That was the thing. Why not? But I didn't say anything. I just listened. And yes, he at the end of the meeting, the interview, the talking, showed us some objects that appertained to them. It was, for example, there was an umbrella, very, very expensive. The price of that umbrella is like the price of a good motorcycle. And showed us some movies from them. And okay, and there was another thing. He showed us her apartment, their apartment. They were neighbors. And who lives in this apartment now is her daughter. His daughter, excuse me. His daughter. And since they died, the two Sorellas died, the daughter of this neighbor lives in this apartment. Oh, strange. All that was strange, but okay, we are very grateful to meet him and the stories that he had told about them. But this is not finished yet. He asked me, could you please make a book, a very good book about this family? I just said, yes. Can you do this book within 6 months? I said, yes, the 6 months will be in June. I have started this book. And could you please bring me this book and we are gonna talk? I don't know what this man wants to talk to us. I don't know, but it will be a surprise. And he had told us many histories about the family. It was very interesting to know some deep histories. For example, one of these daughter, these sisters, he was married to a man who was in the army in a battle between Italia and Ethiopia. He went to Ethiopia, but there he was a prisoner of war. In this time that he was in the prison, he was sterilized, like a eunuch. And when he returned to Italy, the aunt of Clarita said that she needed to divorce this man. It was a very sad history because he had divorced to this man. And they started writing letters one to another. And when she died, this neighbor put in his pocket 50, around 50 letters from her beloved one to go with them, with her. And I think it was a sad history about them. And we started getting closer to them. This kind of history makes us discover our ancestors. In this case, the ancestor of my husband, but I have felt like it was mine. After knowing many histories, this old man has told us, I I remember that I didn't sleep that night, only thinking about these two sisters that was alone, nobody in the family, nobody wanted to have children. I don't know what was the impact of the war in this family. The great grandfather of my husband has died after the war. He was 41 years old. He was very young. They were very rich. And dopo, excuse me. Sometimes I want to speak Italian.
That's okay.
after he went to the war. After 2 years, he died. We didn't know the reason of his death, but we discovered that he died for the gripe espanhola, a kind of como se diz, raffreddore espanhola, that many people died at that time because of the war. The illness always was around everybody because they were together with got in touch with many cultures and many virus, different virus. They died for that reason. The family was okay. They owned the monopoly of the fumo, smoking, like
Oh,
smoking
smoke. Yeah, smoke.
cigarettes.
Yeah, cigarettes.
Cigarettes.
Yep.
Cigarettes. The monopoly. The monopoly means that only that family could sell that thing. That's why they were rich. But after some many things happened, he died. There was the second war. He died, and there was Mussolini. Mussolini in Italy had done a lot of things, had changed many things, and one of them is to finish that monopoly for the families, and they were not so rich anymore, but they have good conditions. So why? The question is why Enrico has gone to Brazil to go away from some military condition that he had. I think that I was talking to some Italian people these days, and they told me that many was their deserters of war. It was not few, it's many of them. I didn't know this information, but that's the reason why he went away. He was the only man in the family. She was supposed to stay here in Italy. Why did he go? We don't know the real reason. I think it's because of the war, but I'm not sure. And when he got to São Paulo, a very big city, he started working as a pasticcero. I don't know, who do candies in a very famous place in São Paulo. He worked there, but he didn't stay for a long time with his work because he was very perturbado with the war that he. Many times he wake up in the night, during the night, screaming and things. And they were very poor. And why did not he return to Italy? Because his family was, we don't know the truth, but that's what happened. We found that tomb. These days we are looking to the authorities, but it's not easy. Because we wanted to want this tomb to be buried there with the Vigetos family altogether. But we don't know if we will get it. We are trying to, and we are going to see what is going to happen with what this neighbor has to tell us about this stuff that you. But the most important things were the things that they owned. For example, pictures from the family. For us, it would be the most important pictures. documents, letters, all that stuff. Where are they? Where are this stuff? The clothes that they were very rich. So the neighbor, the wife of this neighbor, told us that every year, when the change of the season, for example, we are now in the spring, but we have just beginning the spring. But after beginning the spring, these two sisters went to Milano. It's very near from here, it's 2 hours from here, to do the new collection of the clothes to use. So they have very expensive clothing, many things, many stuff. They were two daughters. One of them were casalinga, how they say, home, like to take care of the home. This is Maria Teresa, who never got married. And the other sister is Clarita. He was a romantic girl. And that it was the story I told about the divorce and the war in Ethiopia. It was her story. And another story about Clarita is that she had someone to help her because she was getting older. And this girl, this woman who helped her was from Romania. There are lots of Romanians here in Italy. Was from Romania. And one day she asked Clarita to some days off to go to London. But why do you want to go to London? Oh, because I need to meet the love of my life. And Clarita, who was very, very romantic, said, "Oh, yes, sure, you can go. And before going there, go to the store here in Pinerolo. Find out the most expensive, the most beautiful clothing you can buy. Buy that, and I will pay that for you because it must be very beautiful to meet the love of your life." And this is a real story that a neighbor told for us. And more, she told that she told to this woman, "You need to take some bath because you're very white, very you need to be to present yourself beautiful to your love." And that was another story from this meeting we had.
That's so interesting. And that's all because your son was persistent trying to find somebody. That's, you know, that's what I say. There are that these things happen because they happen. If you're persistent, or, you know, that maybe there's somebody up above looking down that says, "I'm going to help you find this." It's very strange. So now, how did you turn all of this into the business and helping others, you know, do their genealogy research?
Because at BYU, we learn how to search the records in a scientific, we can say, in a method. You need to search official records, as we have done with our citizenship. So we can help others to do that. We can search for records online, but there are lots of repositories that are not online. You need to go in person to search. And here we are in Italy to do that. After searching, reaching out these documents, we must have a copy. And after the copy, we must apostillar to recognize an official timbre that it is a valid record document for people doing their citizenship. So we start doing that, get in touch with people The people request us to do the research. Also, other genealogists, because they are not here to get in person. So we do that work. For example, today my husband is in Verona. Verona is 4 hours from here by bus or by car. And he's written there to get a certificate for someone who is in Brazil to get their citizenship. And we turned it in. We are turning that in a business because we are starting the business. But I still studying at BYU. I will be doing an internship now. I can also search for American documents, census, military records, find a grave. I can search everything online. And Ellis Land, the port of Ellis Land, register, and many others. We can search online and help people getting their citizenship or their genealogy reconstructions.
Yeah, so many people are looking now for that information, and so many more people want to be citizens. I wish the Italian government. I understand why they make it difficult, but some records are obvious, that they're accurate and all of that. But I know they really, make sure the names are right and all of that kind of stuff. And I have to. My mother was supposed to be Raquel Carolina, Rachel Caroline, but and Rachel, Aunt Rachel, was my grandmother's sister-in-law. Well, they had a fight just before or after my mother was born, so my grandmother started calling her Caroline. So all her records, her birth certificate says Rachel, everything else says Caroline. So
Mamma mia,
we have to match that up. So they said, so they told me, if you get her social security application, then we could show the judge and show that it's the
okay,
same
it's a good
person,
idea.
So I just sent for that yesterday.
It's a good idea.
Yeah, and I didn't even know that was available. I didn't know you could actually get the through the it's called the Freedom of Information Act here.
Okay.
That's Social
Yeah, anyone
Security.
can take it.
Yeah, the Social Security actually has the original applications for the Social Security numbers. And then we have to send for our I forget what it's called, but there's an equivalent in Italy for that. So we have to they told us to start sending for that. But the good news for us is I could go through my father's side or my mother's side. But we decided to go,
Both.
we decided to go through my mom's side because they said Puglia won't be as busy as Naples. It'll be easier to go through the court in Puglia
Yes,
than
I
to go through
agree.
the court in Naples.
Yes, I agree. That's the point because there are a lot of people. I don't know. Some people, for example, Brazil, Argentina, who is kind of broken economically, they want to come to Italy to work or to have the citizenship because you are not only citizenship of Italy, you are a Unione Europea, so you can work and live in many countries, and that's the most request thing is to go to other countries. England not anymore because they are out of the Unione Europea, but there are many good countries to live. But I don't know why Americans want so much to have their citizenship. I think to live, to visit, I don't know.
I
But
think it's I think it's a couple of things. I mean, I think some people would like to retire there, that's for sure. I have a friend who moved there, I think it's almost 5 years ago. She always wanted to live in Italy, so she got her citizenship. And there are certainly there are advantages of it, but to have it. A lot of people don't know that you can retire there and stay there if you have enough passive income, that you don't have to be a citizen to stay, as long as you could support yourself. And it's not a lot. I don't remember the exact amount, but it's not a crazy amount of money to be able to do that.
Okay. Yes, to be retired here is wonderful because the life here in Italy is very is low. Everything is low. It's not in a hurry. As for example, in São Paulo, I don't know, New Jersey, New York, I think it's kind of crazy.
Yes. New York is crazy. Where we live, it's not so bad. We're south of New York, but New York is crazy.
It depends on your attitude also, but here you live very slow. You do things slowly. Everybody is slow. You go to the supermarket. You do one thing because if you want to be as fast as you were in your hometown, it's impossible because the two things don't match. You get you as time passes by, you get is getting slower until the best you can.
I think the toughest thing that besides the language, because I hardly speak any Italian, but besides the language, I think one of the toughest things would be we're so used to going into a big giant supermarket with tons and tons of stuff, and that doesn't really exist in Italy, at least not that I've seen.
Yes. And there is no food that isn't good. Everything is good. Everything is good. You can eat very well here. And something interesting that you don't get fat.
I
I don't
know.
know why. I don't know why. You can eat lots of ice cream, pizzas, pasta, and you don't get fat. It's amazing.
I think part of it is, at least in America, I don't know what it's like in Brazil. Here, they put so much stuff into the food to preserve it. I think that has a lot to do with it. And also, we notice like usually the portions, if you go to a restaurant, the portions aren't as big there, but also things like when you get a pastry in Italy, it's not super sweet like it is in America. Here
Exactly,
it's packed with
exactly.
sugar, and there
Yes.
it's sweet, but it's not overly sweet,
Yeah. No, it's half, at least half, half sugar, at least.
Yeah, and it's, I mean, it's it's still good, but I think maybe, not that I know anything scientific, but I think certainly the purity
Yes.
of the food and the fact that it's, fresh. I mean, like for example, here now, my wife and I talk about this all the time. When I was growing up, if you got a bottle of milk delivered to the house, it would last 3 or 4 days, and then it would go to the store. Here now, 3 weeks. But it
It's
doesn't
not good.
taste the same. So they're putting something in it. So who knows? Maybe that's the reason.
For sure, for sure.
So
And people here lives a lot, 90 years old, 95. They ride the bikes. They go to the supermarket by bike.
you have to walk up all those steps to get anywhere. At least in the South, anyway, everything is up there. Everything's on hills and all of that. So that probably has something to do with it also. So, Regina, before we go, if anybody wants to contact you to for help with, genealogy or, citizenship, how would they reach you?
From my website, itgenealogy.com, by WhatsApp, that's what we use here In Italy, WhatsApp all the time. I can leave my number. Okay, from Italy, the number is 39, then 3790124 2609. That's my number for getting in touch.
Well, thanks. I appreciate you taking the time. It's been a lot of fun, interesting stories for sure. We'll get your name out there.
Thank you so much, Bobby. I like it to be with you. I like to hear, to watch your broadcasts, and get to know people.
Thanks again.